Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some remembering. Today is Memorial Day, traditionally May 30th, but in recent years observed on the last Monday of May. Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day, is a day of remembrance for those who have died in service to the country. Its exact origin is clouded in history, and there were likely many separate observations honoring war dead in the 1860s, but Memorial Day was officially proclaimed on May 5th, 1868, by General John Logan, National Commander of the Grand Army of the Republic. It was first observed on May 30th of that year by placing flowers on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. The South refused to acknowledge the day and honored their dead on separate days until after World War I, when the holiday was changed to honor Americans who died fighting in any war, not just the Civil War. And several Southern states still have separate days honoring Confederate war dead. Lots of cities claim to be the birthplace of Memorial Day, but President Lyndon Johnson officially bestowed that honor on Waterloo, New York, in 1966. In December of 2000, Congress passed the National Moment of Remembrance Resolution to re-educate and remind Americans of the true meaning of Memorial Day. It asks all Americans at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day to voluntarily and informally observe in their own way a moment of remembrance and respect, pausing from whatever they're doing for a moment of silence or listening to taps. I hope you'll take the opportunity to do just that tomorrow. More information about Memorial Day is available on the internet at www.usmemorialday.org. As for the next hour, we've got some rapidly rotating records having to do with remembering in general, beginning with Harry Richman.
Romance, you think you'll have all. But when dimmed eyes mean sad goodbyes, will you remember me? Between us, we'd be foolish when we know we love each other so. Just remember, love is give and take. Smile at each mistake for the other's sake. Hope I never make you blue, but if I ever do, just remember that I love you.
John Charles Thomas and Will You Remember from way back in January of 1922. That's from the Broadway show Maytime, music by Sigmund Romberg and the lyric by Rita Johnson Young. The show opened in 1917 and ran for 492 performances. It was so popular that at one point there was a second company running simultaneously in a theater across the street. It was also adapted into a 1937 film starring Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy. Before Will You Remember, we heard Brian Lawrence and his Lansdowne Orchestra and Just Remember from March 22, 1938. We began with Harry Richman and the first recording he ever made on January 30, 1925, and Will You Remember Me? Harry Richman co-wrote that along with Lou Davis and Harry Santley. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Continuing our remembering theme on this week's show, here's Teddy Stauffer.
Thank you. to remember you by. When you are far away from me,
Whiteman and his orchestra, September 30th, 1930, and Something to Remember You By, written by Arthur Schwartz. The Howard Dietz lyric was sung there by the King's Jesters, John Ravencroft, George Howard, and Francis Burton. That's from the Broadway show Three's a Crowd, which debuted on October 15th, 1930 at the Selwyn Theater and ran for 272 performances. Fred Allen, Portland Hoffa, Libby Holman, and Fred McMurray were in the opening night cast. Something to Remember You By was preceded by Larry Clinton and his orchestra and a swinging arrangement by Larry Clinton of Irving Berlin's Remember. That's from a 1938 radio transcription. We began the set with the German band of Teddy Stauffer and his original Teddies, October 29th, 1936, and Did I Remember, written by Walter Donaldson and Harold Adamson. Did I Remember received an Academy Award nomination for Best Song from the 1936 film Susie, which starred Cary Grant.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
We love to get email on this show, so if you have a request for a particular song or artist, have a suggestion for a segment topic, or a comment about the show, send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can always send good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I look forward to hearing from you. This is a special remembering edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Not forgetting is the same as remembering, so here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about not forgetting, beginning with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra once again.
Thank you. When you turned up Charleston, Charleston, first thing you do. Now when you rail way back, then you grab your gal, and then you clap your hands, and you do the Eagle Rock, but don't you stop at all. Uncle Jack's a dancing fool, he wouldn't ever do Charleston, Charleston, when he learned up that brand. You dance such a brand, and clean forgot his age. When he danced his brand new race, then he yelled out, don't forget to do your stuff when you dance or mess around.
Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert and Where the Sweet Forget-Me-Nots Remember from a test pressing recorded August 15, 1929. Where the Sweet Forget-Me-Nots Remember was composed by Harry Warren with the lyric by Mort Dixon. Before Ben Pollock, it was Louis Armstrong's Hot Five and Don't Forget to Mess Around When You Dance the Charleston. Johnny Dodds did double duty on clarinet and alto sax, and Louis Armstrong was the vocalist on that June 16, 1926 recording. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra started off with take 3 of Forget Me Not, recorded by Victor on April 22, 1928. Forget Me Not was written by Al Hoffman, Edgar Leslie, and Pete Wendling, arranged there by Bill Challis, and sung by Jack Fulton. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
The night was filled with sweet surrender. I had a million things to say. We shared the moon in all its splendor. You pressed your lips to mine, and by the way, did I remember to tell you I adore you and I am living for you alone? Did I remember to say I'm lost without you and just how mad about you I've grown? You were in my arms and that was all I knew. We were alone, did I say to you? Did I remember to tell you I adore you and pray forevermore you are mine? Remember to tell you I adore you and pray forevermore you are mine. Thank you.
are far away from me, dear. Some little something meaning love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be, though I'll pray for you, night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by when you are far away from me.
If those songs sounded familiar, they should have, because you just heard them a few minutes ago, albeit by different artists. This time we started off with Dick Powell's rendition of Did I Remember, recorded on July 18, 1936. Do you remember what the next song in that set was? Well, it was Remember, this time played by Red Norvo and his orchestra with Red on xylophone, recorded March 22, 1937. Red Norvo was born Kenneth Norville in Beardstown, Illinois, on March 8, 1908. He started in vaudeville, worked in radio, and in 1931 joined Paul Whiteman's orchestra, where he met and married singer Mildred Bailey. We finished up with Sam Lannon's dance ensemble with the vocal by Paul Small and their version of Something to Remember You By from a Hit of the Week record made around January of 1931.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Here to start off this final segment of this special remembering edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is Miss Ruth Etting.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. With you I own the earth, with you I ruled creation. Know you, and what's it worth? It's just an imitation. Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's so easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hands caress me, fingers press me tight. I rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember and so hard to
thank you. Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember and so hard to forget.
We had two quite different versions of It's Easy to Remember, written by Richard Rodgers with the lyrics by Lorenz Hart. We started off with America's Sweetheart, Ruth Etting and her version, recorded April 5th, 1935. And we also heard the British band of Lou Stone with the vocal by Alan Kane, recorded on March 14th, 1935. In between the It's Easy to Remembers, it was Jimmy McHugh's Bostonians, credited on the label of that Harmony 78 as Sonny Clapp and his Band of Sunshine, and Remember I Love You. Sonny Clapp wrote Remember I Love You, and it was sung there by Claude Reese. And we wrapped up with Isham Jones and one of his own compositions, I Keep Remembering. The vocalist there was Frank Silvano. That was recorded in Chicago on September 8, 1930. Well, we didn't have a whole lot of commentary to begin each segment of this show, so we've got time for one more. Here's Paul Ashe and his Granada Orchestra from a Brunswick recording made August 16, 1923, and another version of Remembering. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.